Hello.
Hi, is Susie in?
This is she.
Hi, Susie. It's Jeremiah from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. I'm just circling back with you. I was in touch at the beginning of May. You wanted me to call you back. I guess you had some things you needed to figure out, you said, and I wanted to touch base and see if there's anything I can do to help.
I just gotten so busy. I just haven't had time to really sit down and look at,
the finances and stuff.
Yeah.
No, totally understand.
It's a good thing that we're busy, but...
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's good to hear. Is this like the busy season for you guys right now?
Or? Well, the first of the year, we had all the snow and all that here on the East Coast and rain.
Uh-huh.
All of our stuff was up in the mountain area of Virginia, so it all got put off. And then it all came together... And then we had a lull, and now they're trying to do everything. I think they're trying to get the whole year's worth of work done in the month of May and June.
Oh, my God. Dang, that must mean you guys are extra busy.
It is. I don't like it.
Yeah. Stressful, right?
Well, no, I'm the type of person, I take everything in stride,
I totally understand.
And I don't like people who think... rush, because rushing doesn't get you anywhere. It makes
right.
you make more mistakes.
Exactly.
So
right.
That's the reason, like this, I'm taking my time, I haven't really sat down and looked at which direction we're heading or, but me and my husband really haven't had a chance to really sit down and say, okay, what do we need to do?
Okay, that's fair, yeah. Well, no worries, no rush. I just wanted to touch base with you and let you know I'm here. I will shoot you an email also just to say hi if you need to get a hold of me. But, like I said, we've done business with you guys before, and if you need anything, equipment or just extra capital, give me a ring and I can get that all set up for you.
All right, well, I appreciate that.
No problem. So I'll follow up maybe towards next month. See if things settle down.
Hopefully after this week things will start to settle down a little bit. But
okay.
That's you put one fire out, the other one starts. So
I mean,
we had like seven. We had seven jobs start in 1 week. So
wow.
Three of them were just thrown together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you guys? So are you guys now like pretty good on self-funded to pay for all the materials? Or
yes. The way I have been able to twist general contractors' arms,
mm-hmm.
and they pay me up front for material.
Oh, good.
That way, it's not sitting on my account for 60 days waiting
mm-hmm.
for them to pay me. Because
mm-hmm.
that this day and time vendors won't do that anymore.
Right, exactly.
If your term is 30 days, if you go 45 days, they'll start calling at negligence.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I don't blame them. I mean, with everything that's happened in the past with the economy and everything, I really don't blame them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally don't like having that a material debt,
Yeah, definitely.
I don't like having a debt of material. And, normally our GCs do pay us pretty quickly, but most of them still are old school, and it's 30 days, which means it's 45 or 60 days, That gets on my nerves.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but anyway, like I said, I just was walking out the office when you called, but anyway, I'll try to, sit down here in the next couple of weeks and look and see what we got and, like I said, see which direction we're headed.
Absolutely,
if there's
Susie.
Anything we can do, I will give you a buzz.
That sounds good. Are you still at susie.harrison@handhtileinc.com?
I sure am.
Okay. I will shoot you an email. So if do you check your emails regularly?
I do. They constantly going off.
Okay. Well, if you need to get a hold of me, you could save my number. It's a direct line. If you need to get a hold of me this way or the email, I'll be here.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
I hope it's you have a non-stressful day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks.
All right. Take it easy.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.